Well, good morning, everybody. I wanted to share in my homily this morning some wisdom from the kindergartners at St. Joe's School. You see, on Friday, we were celebrating together at Mass the feast day of St. Lucy. I was telling them how the word Lucy means light. And I said, you know, like, do you ever know somebody who just lights up a room when they walk in the door and you're so glad that they're there? And, you know, that's kind of like our job, right? Like, is to bring light wherever we go, bring joy. And it is no coincidence, right, that the feast day of St. Lucy is always real close to the third Sunday of Advent, which is Rejoice Sunday. So I was taking careful notes up here as the kindergartners were sharing their ideas about how we can bring joy and bring light to this world. And they seem so elementary, but you remember how Jesus says, if any of you wants to go to heaven, he was talking to the fancy schmancy scribes and Pharisees. He says, if any of you wants to go to heaven, you got to be like a kid. So if you want to go to heaven, you got to do these things. Okay? And so I made them into a checklist, thinking that wouldn't it be nice if all of us could check off every single one of them? I think we'd have a much better situation. By the way, there's one, my favorite one I did not put on here. My favorite one was this little girl raises her hand. She says, you know, I said, how can we bring light? And she says, you could help an old person cross the road. It cracked me up. Okay. But what dawned on me was that all of these are really quite, they speak to our readings today. You could give somebody a hug, said one of them. Well, remember how many times Jesus embraces people in the scriptures? And even in our Alleluia antiphon today, the Spirit enveloping, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, enveloping me. Like, we're always being hugged by the Holy Spirit. We are meant to bring that same kind of, and haven't we all had that happen where we were having a bad day and then somebody comes up and gives you a hug and it makes everything good. Number two, they had a couple ideas with toys. You could give somebody a toy or you could share your toy. You know, in our reading today, our first reading, there's all this language of play, like leaping like a stag, running around. And don't you think that sometimes we take life a little too seriously? And sometimes, if we're not careful, we can walk around as though we have the weight of the whole world on our shoulders, and all of a sudden we turn into grumpy pants. That's not what the Lord wants. We're meant to be happy people, people of joy, who, and play is one of those ways. I tell you, one of my favorite things that I do during my Monday through Friday is, when it's nice out, is to go out and play tag with the kids at recess or play basketball. It's amazing how that lifts my spirits so much. And I think the Lord just wants that we have fun, that we enjoy. Okay, say something nice to somebody. Did you notice that in our second reading, St. James is talking about the power of the words of the prophets? We hear the one of the prophets in our first reading, Isaiah, and we hear about the importance of the word in our gospel. A word can do a lot. And one word could really lift somebody's spirit the whole day. You could say a prayer for somebody. You could give flowers to your mom. Look at our first reading. They will bloom with abundant flowers, rejoice with joyful song. If your mom has passed away, why don't you put a flower in front of a picture of Blessed Mother in your house, for example? Give Mother Mary a flower. Yesterday was the funeral of June Cord. Many of you might have known her. And it was really beautiful because years ago, she said, I want to be buried with roses. And years ago, she said, I want to be buried in pink. And her whole casket inside is pink. She's wearing a beautiful pink dress that she had chosen years ago. Little did she know that she would be buried on the third Sunday, Gaudete weekend. And On her casket were flowers, roses. She died right as we were celebrating as the church the Immaculate Conception and St. Juan Diego, both of which deal with flowers. How beautiful, huh? And flowers, I'm going to, as soon as I leave here, my mom is coming to 10 o'clock Mass, so I got to go by Kroger and get some flowers. But anyways, ask if you can help somebody. Look at all the talk in our readings today about the poor and the hungry and the blind and the lame and how we're meant to not just be okay with them dealing with their sufferings. We're meant to help alleviate in some way. Be a friend to somebody without a friend, and then they'll have a friend, commented one child. Dance and run around. John the Baptist in our gospel today, remember how he danced even before he was born? He danced in the womb. We're meant to dance and be happy, leaping like stags. Do the dishes. Play with your brother or sister instead of playing video games. Maybe for us that means, maybe y'all don't play video games, but I do think that a lot of us spend a lot of time in front of the television. And probably ought to do a little bit better about moving around. Read the Bible. How wild that one of the children knew that if you're looking for joy, you're looking for lights, that you open up the good book. Laugh a lot and smile a lot. Isn't that nice? Our first reading ends with sorrow and mourning will flee, and God will bring joy and gladness. We already have God. And he has already brought us joy and gladness. No wonder that we should be rejoicing today. And so laugh a lot, smile a lot. Bring somebody to Jesus, said one child. Look at John the Baptist in our gospel. He's got two disciples and he sends them to Jesus. Pretty important. Help the homeless. We hear about that in our psalm today also. The kids were talking about the giving trees at our churches and how those are helpful in that endeavor. Get a dog and spend some time with it, commented one child. Folks, we have a lot to be grateful for. We have a lot to rejoice about. And if we're looking to bring more joy, more light to the world, maybe this is a good place to start. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.